Tweet at TodaySOR.
You're very welcome back to the programme. Well, Paddy O'Gorman joins me now. And in a week in which the use of suntanning beds has been made illegal for people under the age of 18 due to fears of possible health risks, Paddy, you have gone out and about to meet people who use these salons on a regular basis. But you discovered something quite extraordinary. People are getting suntan injections.
Injections. It was a real shock to me. I stood outside one of those suntanning places yesterday evening on Thomas Street in Dublin to meet the people who had been doing the sun beds and talk to whoever would talk to me. But there was one group of women really startled me that they're there talking and they said, ah, yeah, well, apart from that, we'd use, you know, the spray and that. And next thing they're laughing, go on, tell them about the injections. Well, somebody I know kind of thing. And this woman, I've said, you do what? You inject yourself to get a suntan? And so they kind of cajoled their pal into talking to me. And well, she told me her experience.
Tan injections. They dye your skin.
Dye your insides like to tan you.
They dye your insides. Yeah,
whatever to make it. They dye your skin because this is the colour I am from them.
and what are they, please?
Tan injections. They're like you get a needle with them and a little bottle of stuff. Yeah, mm-hmm. So you inject them into your stomach or into your bum.
And where do you inject them into?
Into my bum.
Right. And there's a needle and...
It's like a bottle of little stuff. You just mix it with water, mm-hmm. injection water, and just stick them in the needle and inject them.
Do you get them in the chemist or where do you get
them? No, you don't. No, you get them online.
So. And are they expensive?
Yeah, €65. There's a lot of bad side effects on them, so...
Why do you say that?
No, there is. If you're going to Google it, have a look at the side effects, but I don't listen to the side effects, so I still take them.
And has it had side effects on you?
No, you do feel sick when you take them first, but I'm okay now. I'm taking them since April, so I'm used to them now. Your body's used to them now, you see.
That's extraordinary, Paddy. Yeah. What colour was the woman?
I suppose she was a naturally slight, kind of reddish, but it's so hard to know. Her hair was red, but of course it could have been dyed.
Like a tan, or a natural
tan?
Yeah,
she looked like a tan, I suppose. I mean, I do like a tan on people. I think it gives people a nice smile and, you know, and obviously I'm fairly tanned myself because I work outdoors, so I wouldn't begrudge anybody their tan. But this actual use of injections, you kind of feel intuitively there's something...
Yeah, you looked it up.
I looked it up. Yeah, and I found melanotan. It's designed to. You get a kit, and you get powder, you get bacteriostatic water, and you get needles, and you mix the powder and the water, and you inject yourself into the fatty tissue, such as that woman was doing, for a period of time from 10 to 20 days. Now the adverts online. This is why melanotan. And it's such an extravagant boast. Not only is it three things it highlights: quicker tanning, weight loss, and improved sexual health. It does everything for
like
you.
It's a wonder drug, really.
Absolutely.
That's extraordinary, though. I mean, to hear that woman talk about it having suffered side effects.
Yes. Yes.
Like nausea, illness, general not wellness,
but
and to keep going.
All for the sake of the tan. It just seems extraordinary. So I've looking up more what I could, and I discovered it's an unlicensed synthetic hormone that encourages the production of melanin, the pigment which turns the skin brown when it's exposed to sunlight. You can't buy it. I mean, I naively said, do you get this in the chemist? And she says, no, you don't get it in the chemist. You know, you get it online. And reported side effects include all over body swelling, a green tinge to the skin around the forehead, sensitive skin, feeling tired, nausea, indigestion. So it all sounds pretty grim, doesn't it?
But it certainly does sound pretty grim. And you'd have to say, if it were a safe method for tanning, you would think it would be available in the chemist via your GP.
That's what you would think. So I'd like to learn more about it.
Now, aside from this discovery that melanotan, you also did speak to people who use these tanning beds.
Just standing outside that place there on Thomas Street. Now, it's both men and women. That surprised me. There was nearly as many men as women. They're young adults. There was nobody my age. There was nobody over the age of 40-odd, maybe. But generally, men in the men surprised me. There's a look. They're suntanned. They have tattoos. And they're wearing shorts. And they're wearing, you know, short-sleeve shirts. And it is a complete look that's there, that it all goes together. You need the tans to show off your tattoos. And often, like there at Thomas Street, there's a tattoo shop in the same premises as the sun tanning place. And more than once, the names Geordie Shore and Jersey Shore were mentioned to me. Now, I watch a lot of TV, but I'd never taken notice of this. But I understand it is television dramas about sexually active young adults, I think.
And it's kind of a docu-soap, isn't it?
Is that what it is?
I think, yeah.
But certainly it's a kind of a role model. That is what the young, especially as a guy said to me, young working class men you know, this is the role models now. So what surprised me as well with the women is how many of them are doing a pre-tan before they go on their holidays. That really surprised me. But these were the stories of some of the men and women I met coming out of that sun tanning shop yesterday on Thomas Street.
10 minutes once a week.
Why do you like it?
It's feel good to have a tan. Makes you feel good instead of being waiting. Instead of looking waiting, you can wear your shorts and your top and just looks good. Looks
you're
healthy.
You're wearing shorts now on your top?
Yeah.
You have tattoos?
I do, yeah. Both arms. Shows it off. Most people say you look well when you have a tan, you know. You feel more confident in yourself, you know. I think it's all to do with Jersey Shore and things like that and all. Isn't it? All the telly. Publicity on the telly, all them are doing it, so they want to look the same.
Jersey Shore, they do the tans?
Yeah, all the likes of them. All the programmes, the men.
I love having a tan. You do feel better in yourself with a tan.
How long did you do on the sunbeds now?
I've done 10 minutes.
How often would you do that?
Probably once a week. Only for the last few weeks now because of a wedding coming up.
For a wedding, you might have your shoulders exposed or...
Yeah, and your legs. I think everyone would like to look their best. But I don't do them all the time, but I'm doing them years.
Now, the law was changed this week to stop people under 18 doing that. Do you think that was right or wrong to make that change?
I think it's very right. I wouldn't like my daughter 14 on a sunbed. Right.
Do you like to get a suntan on holidays?
Of course I do. Sorry. On the beach. From early morning to tea time.
Are you careful when you do that?
Well, it all depends how hot it is. If it's only like 20s, mm-hmm. I'd probably use factor 4. But if it's higher, like when I was in Egypt, I had to use factor 30.
And are you going somewhere nice now for your holidays?
I'm off to Alicante in August.
And will you do it for the winter now as well? Or just?
Oh, no.
You need to be tanned before you go on holidays then, is it?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I wouldn't get out in a bikini white. No.
What's wrong with being white, though? We're Irish people. We're fair-skinned, aren't we?
It's nice to have a glow off you.
6 minutes. 6 euro. That's where I go in, and maybe once, twice a week.
Well, I get a tan, actually, anyway, but I was just said I was coming from the gym, so I just said I'd drop in, like, you know. Feel good about yourself, you know. Look good, feel good.
10 minutes. 3 times a week, because I love having a tan. Just makes you feel better about yourself. I only do sunbeds in the summer.
I would have thought it's in the winter you need to do the sunbeds.
No, in the summer, because like, everyone like, can see our body, and when it's nice out, then you don't have to put tan on your and stuff and going away on holidays. You want to have a tan as well, and you don't want to burn in the sun. I'm going to have a suntan holiday tomorrow, Ibiza.
Have you been doing this many years?
Since I'm 15.
Do you know they changed the law this week?
Yeah, to 18,
that's
is it?
Right.
Yeah, it's a good thing. I think I was too young to do them.
Some people say we should stay pale. What do you say to that?
No, I say we do sunbeds and look better.
It's extraordinary, starting sunbeds at 15.
Yes.
Did anyone talk about the health impact at
they
all?
They did, but rather flippantly. Like everybody agreed that it's a good thing to make it over 18s only. A lot of people say, look, those girls were doing it for their... Debs and so on. And
Holy Communions, I've heard
well,
of.
So I've heard, yeah.
Past,
I didn't
see
any direct evidence, but that was said to me, all right. So everybody agreed with that. But people are fairly flippant. It's about their health, was my impression.
Because the advice is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Don't do it.
It is, but it's also, I know I was in Thomas Street, but it is a working class, more of a working class pursuit than a middle class pursuit. And just like with smoking, it's heavier with working class people. Middle class people don't tend to use sunbeds as much, and they don't smoke as much. And even this morning I asked around in RT, first thing I came in, you said we met at 7 this morning, Kiel, and I said, does anybody here do sunbeds? And we all looked around in the office, none of us here in the office, because we're professional, well-educated people, and
we're
also
a bit older, I suppose.
Well, that is true.
Some of us are. Maybe an age thing more than a class thing. You did speak to the manager of the salon. What were they saying about the
Agnes, a Polish lady, she became aware that I was standing outside talking to her customers. Very nice lady. She came out and she offered me a seat, which was very nice, sit in the sun, and I sat there. And then she invited me to come in, and would I like to meet some of her customers? And I don't like, you know, going into a private place, but I always feel the street is the place. But even so, I came in and had a look, and she showed me these two giant things that she has, that it's like a big sarcophagus kind of thing that lowers down over the person. They play music.
Oh, you lie down, do you?
You lie down, yeah, and this thing comes down over the top of you. You know, it looks a bit nerve-wracking to me now, and that plays loud music. But she was showing me all the... health warnings, you know, that she welcomes the under 18 ban, but she said she never would have
accepted. And was she very busy, Paddy, when you were there?
Fairly busy, yeah. And like, as it surprised me, it's the pre-summer holiday season becomes busy. Naively, I thought, it's probably in the winter people top up a tan. No, it's before you go on holidays.
No, I remember that as a teenager.
So you won't
get
be white. I think people are more health conscious. Like when I was a child, people were often peeling. I remember that was very common. You don't seem to see that anymore. So I think those things
nobody
have improved.
Cream, do they?
And, Agnes was also showing me, you assess yourself if you're type 1 to 4 type of skin. Type 1 is red-headed people with freckles. It says, don't do the sunbeds. She won't accept them. That's it. Type 2 sounded a bit like me, sort of fair-skinned, fair to light brown hair, 5 minutes at a time, whatever. Type 3, maybe somewhat darker people. And type 4, I don't know, maybe the Spaniards or whatever. But you know, she was
so
very,
she
very...
She will assess her clients. And
she assesses them very clear. Notes. And you sign a thing, you know, on all of that. So, yeah, I mean, I'm sure she's... But as I say, look, I enjoy a tan
fascinating,
too.
Fascinating, Paddy, especially that injection. It's really interesting to hear.
A little bit disturbing. Okay.
Yeah, more than a bit. Listen, thank you very much indeed, Paddy, for that.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.